Welcome to the Fully Express podcast.
We are your hosts, Samantha and Karenna.
This is a show where we invite you into your fullest expressed self in life, relationships, and business. We believe that if you crave more, you are meant for more. There is room for all of us to be fully expressed.
Along with the show, we've created a virtual community to connect you with fellow listeners. Make sure to check out the Fully Expressed community membership. You'll find the link to join in the show notes and on our website.
So excited to see you there.
Enjoy this new episode. Hi, and welcome back to the Fully Expressed podcast. We have such an awesome guest today. I know Corinne and I are both so excited. She has been on the podcast before. Her name is Rochelle Pfeiffer. Welcome.
Thank you.
Rochelle is one of our dearest friends. She lives in Encinitas, and she is a newer online business owner that helps regular people learn how to make money online and start their own online businesses utilizing digital marketing. So last time you were here as a duo, but this time you're here by yourself. And we thought of a lot of topics we could talk to you about. But one of the biggest topics we really wanted to discuss is just your journey that we have both witnessed you go on in the last year, since basically January or December of last year.
Yeah.
And so maybe you can start by just kind of sharing where you were a year ago, what shifted for you, and like what that process has been.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited. And yeah, it's been such a wild ride. I mean, last year I was working at Amazon. I'd been there for almost 5 years, and I was just really calling in more abundance. And as I've like gotten older and like Quentin and I are gotten more serious, there's more talk about babies and getting married and having a family. And I was like, I just cannot picture my life like having children and then returning to a 9-to-5. Like, I really want to build a life where I can be a stay-at-home mom and I can take care of my babies and be present with them. And I also have always envisioned my life to be kind of like that luxurious life. Like,
yeah,
I want it. That's awesome. Nice things. And so I was like, before I even found out about digital marketing, I just remember like calling in something different than the corporate space. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to like put that out there. And I trust that God will deliver in the ways that is meant for me. And then I come across digital marketing and I sat on it for a few weeks. Like,
and you told us both about it. We remember we were at the beach talking about, you were like, I think I'm going to do this.
Yeah. And I was like, I mean, so many limiting beliefs came up. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to try this because I see these women and men online like making bank. And if they can do it, then I can do it too. And of course, there was this thought of like, I'm scared to like put myself out there. And like, what if I fail and don't do well? But I just, again, like came back to that trust in myself and in God that like this was presented to me for a reason. And I just have to follow it. Like, I know if I don't, then I'll regret it. And so, yeah, I mean, I can kind of dive into like,
yeah, how... I was going to say, let's pull the thread a little bit. Yeah. You mentioned like limiting beliefs, like what were kind of like some of the conversations that you were going through internally while also thinking about taking this next leap, essentially?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it was a lot of, I mean, being on social media is a lot, and like you're putting yourself out there. It's very vulnerable. And I also, when I found out about digital marketing, there was a lot of talk of like, oh, is it like a pyramid scheme or like it's a scam or, you know, just feeling like, what if I try this thing and then it doesn't go anywhere and I look like an idiot? Like, that's my own story that I'm creating. And I was just like, I just, again, like know that if I don't do this, I will regret it. And I just knew that like, doing the things that scare me always pay off in the end. And there's so many times in my life that I hold myself back by having that fear, you know? And I was just like, I need to do this. Like, I just need to put myself out there. And this is what I was calling in. So like, let it deliver and pan out how it's going to.
So it sounds like you were meeting your edge, which is a lot what we want to talk about today. Yeah. Right. We want to talk about like coming up against your edge, and like you went up against your edge. You felt yourself being scared in a lot of ways. When you met yourself, you were challenged. And so what does that edge feel like? Like, if someone is currently has the opportunity to put themselves in an edgy situation where they're like, I don't really want to go there, but I feel myself up against the wall, but I also feel called to go there. Like, it seems like it's not just like a, I don't want to go there, but I feel called to go there.
Maybe you could talk about the before and after too, because I feel like it's not only, it's like feeling the fear, recognizing your edge, and then what did it feel like to go over the edge? Mm-hmm.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, I think what it feels like before is like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, it feels so scary. Like, you're gonna like jump and you don't know if you're gonna get like caught. And I mean, this has come up in my life so much. I feel like ever since I started this too, like many different situations where at first, like you're in it and you're like, holy shit, like I feel like I'm gonna die. Like, I say that a lot.
Yeah. You say that all the time.
I do. Like, it feels like,
do you feel like you're,
oh no. Yeah. Oh no. Like,
this is so scary. But then every single time, like, there has not been a time where like I do something that I'm really scared of. And at least at some point in the process, I'm so happy that I did it. And I feel so liberated. And I'm like, why was I so scared of that? You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like you realize it was the perception of the fear versus like on the other side, you're like, oh, why was that even something I was afraid of?
Why was that even there in the first
place? Yeah. And it's all my own limiting beliefs of like being, I think what it stems from for me is really like caring a lot about what other people think, and like a lot of my perfectionism of like, okay, like I want to do this, but I don't feel like I fully have it figured out yet. So I'm just not going to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And that happens to me a lot where I just don't do things because I don't have it all figured out. But then the times that I end up following through and I'm like, okay, I don't have it all figured out, but I'm just going to go. And it's, I think one thing that really helps me is, especially when it's, I mean, most of the time it's me showing up as myself, and like I just come back to like letting God flow through me, and whatever is meant to come through will come through, and it will be perfect, even if it's messy. And like, nobody wants perfect anyways. They want the realness. They want the vulnerable, raw. And so, yeah, I think that it feels scary. Then like you come through, and coming on the other side is like the best feeling in the world, because you feel, I think liberated is probably the best word. And you just feel so confident, and you find your voice, and you're like, wow, I actually have so much to share. I have so many gifts that I didn't even realize that I had before. And I also really enjoy it. Like, I think about with digital marketing, I was so scared to do a live on Instagram. I was like, oh no. And literally right before, I have like my tripod set up and I'm about to click it. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I'm so scared. And then I did it, and I did an hour and a half live.
And I watched part of your live, I think the recording after, and you were amazing.
Yeah, it like flowed so well. And then I was like, wait, I love this. Like, I love sharing my gifts. I love sharing my advice and like helping people, because like that's what I've built online too, is like to help people and inspire them and show them what is possible. So, yeah.
So the reason I thought of this topic too, I love that. And I think that's so encouraging to other people as well, who I think it's so easy to meet your edge and then do exactly what you said your previous pattern one was, which was to like fall back and not try. But I thought about, we were on a walk and we were talking about this. And then I started thinking about all these like other things that have come along since you met that first really challenging edge that have continually sent you over your edge, but then have brought these incredible, these amazing opportunities to you. So can you talk a little about maybe some of the other things along this journey that have come from you saying yes to that first edge?
Yeah. I think like one other example. Like, do you want me to talk about examples of where I've met my edge, or
when you went to the Joshua Tree retreat, was it great?
Yeah.
Maybe you could share that example.
Yeah. That's a really good one. So I got invited to go on a women's retreat, and it was through this other wealth program that I'm in. One of the girls invited me, and I had never met any of the women before. And my initial thought was like, because she had said, we'd love to have you. And then if you have anyone else in your life that you would like to come, like invite them. And I initially thought of Corinna. And I'm like, obviously would love to have you there.
No, but your edge was going. Yeah,
it was going up. Yeah, but and like my thing that I tend to do is like bring a safety blanket, you know? And I like had this moment. I was like, no, Shell, like you need to go alone. You need to meet your edge in this way. And I think it'll be so beautiful for you to be there alone and like branch out and like be yourself. And the retreat literally could not have gone better. It was like so healing for me in so many ways of like my sisterhood wound and like feeling judged by women a lot of my life. And like I came away from the retreat like witnessing myself. I was like, wow, like the whole weekend I was so authentic. Like it didn't even feel like an effort to be myself. I just was myself. And obviously the women are like a testament to that too, of just of being course. So accepting and like wonderful women. But I was just so proud of myself because I was like, I went and did that and it was amazing. And it gifted me all these new sisters that I love so much and just more confidence within myself to show up in rooms where I don't know anyone and it's going to be okay. And like I think it comes back to so much self-love too, that like no matter what, I will love myself for how I show up in any environment. So yeah, that was such a gift. And then also like I've done like a bunch of photo shoots recently. One of them.
I was like, wondering if you're going to mention this.
Yeah. I mean, two of them were like embodiment photo shoots, one of which was really, really hard at first. Like in that moment, I wanted to stop. I was like, this is uncomfortable because there was like no guidance and just like move however your body wants to. And like, you know, it brought up so many of my shadows of like just constantly worrying about what other people think of me. Like, am I moving in the right way to get like the best shot? Or what are these random people on the beach thinking about me? And like, just all of these things. And then I just dropped in and I was like, okay, I'm going to be with this part of me that is like insecure. And that little girl that was told to like be quiet and not say anything and not react or be expressive or emotional. And I mean, it was such a powerful moment to like be with that. I got really emotional during the photo shoot. But on the other side, again, I felt so liberated and I was like, do this. Like I can do these beautiful photo shoots. And then I had a fully nude one.
She looks like a Sports Illustrated model, you guys. Like these photos are on a whole nother level.
They are.
Like fullest expression. Yeah. You look so good.
It was so fun and it was so perfect. Like after I did that other photo shoot, I'm so glad that I did that first as kind of like a practice run. And then I did this nude one and I just had so much fun. And it was like, wow, so empowering to just be fully nude and be me and expressive and catch these like beautiful shots of myself and like my rawness. So yeah, I think that those are some really good examples. And then of course, I think one of the biggest things in my life with like meeting my edge has been in my relationship for sure. So
how so?
Oh, in so many ways. I mean, we talk about this a lot, like being in conscious relationships. It's like, it feels very like twofold for me, where it's like, it's easy in the way that like, it's easier to communicate and like everything is on the table. But because of that, everything is fucking on the table. And like you meet yourself in ways that you will never meet yourself in any other container. And it's just a constant mirror to yourself. And I think that, you know, in relationship, I was kind of reflecting on this, you project a lot and you have like opinions on how your partner should be and what they should be doing. And you, I mean, for me, like I feel like I almost want to like control the situation. And it's, I think it's a constant mirror back to myself of like releasing control and trusting and also being like, they are their own person, you know, like I am not in charge of their life, but it's so hard. When you're in partnership and you're like, wait, I have this vision for our life. And like, yes, we are aligned on so many things, but like they don't always pan out like the path that you would have done or like written up. And it's so challenging. Like I mean, I've never been in such a beautiful, loving, fully expressed relationship before, but it has been so challenging in just a different way, you know? And yeah.
Do you feel like meeting the edge in these other areas have helped you better mirror, like meet the edge in your relationship? Like since you've shown, you're almost proven to yourself that you're capable of so much more.
Totally. Totally.
Or
I mean,
vice versa.
Yeah, or vice versa.
I was going to say, or vice versa. Like, do you feel like your relationship with Quentin has allowed you to be more edgy in everything else? Or do they play off each other?
Honestly, I think they play off of each other. But because I met Quentin before I started like this business, that I don't know, like he has taught me so many things. And I think that he has really helped me step into like more confidence and more expression. Like it has been so wild. I mean, we might have talked about this on the first podcast that we did at the launch party, but like when we first started dating, like there were so many times where I wanted to like run away. And this still happens all the time where I'm just like, want to like walk out or like, maybe this isn't it, you know, it shouldn't be this hard. Yeah. And, but he like invites me like, wait, no, no, no. Like I want all of it. Like I want to hear what you're feeling and just have open conversations, even if they're like the hardest things that you have to do. And so, yeah, I really feel like the relationship led me to really doing this business and coming into like almost that like more leader energy that I didn't even feel like I had before, which is crazy. Like, I mean, looking back, circling back to like the business, I mean, I never would have expected to be where I am now and to be like in a space where like people look up to me or like come to me for guidance and stepped into the role that I'm in now.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't have ever.
I'm curious, what keeps you going like in that, you know, like constantly wanting to do it over and over again? Because I think like bringing it back to the listeners, like if anyone's like facing that, you know, maybe they put themselves on their edge and they don't receive the results right away. Or like, they're like, why am I doing this? I guess like there's a lot of receiving that you're doing, but like why, what keeps you going? Like what keeps you wanting to meet your edge? Like you could easily totally run away, but what's like the thing that keeps you going?
Totally. Oh, that's such a good question because I mean, my business like took off in the beginning. Took off. I had my highest month in January and then like had similar months, I think the following 2 or 3 months. And then during the summer, it really like slowed down. And I think that a lot of people like in my industry quit during that time because I mean, summer months are just slow and that narrative and stuff. But like I just come back to trusting. And I think that one thing that really helps me is meditation and like co-creating with God. And I just like every day I'm so intentional about where I'm going and what I'm creating. Like I don't really feel, Hannah asked me this the other day too, of like, how do you have so much consistency? Like you're so consistent and you just have so much determination. And I'm like, I don't even feel like I have a choice. Like it's not really a choice for me because I have these visions of where I'm going and I'm like, okay, like I'm going to show up every day to make that happen. And I think getting quiet every day and listening to what like God pulls through me, like, because I really feel like the dreams that you have them for a reason. Like, God wouldn't give you those if you couldn't have them. And like, it's such a balance of like, okay, this is what I want and this is what I desire, but also trusting that God is going to gift you in ways that you could never even put together on your own. And that's what makes it so exciting too, is like, I'm going there, but I'm open to it being another version of that. So it's like this belief and also like determination of like, oh, I will get what I want, you know, and I just have to like keep showing up. And even if I have a slow month, I know that if I keep showing up and if I show up as my authentic self, then like my clients will come, my people will come.
Whatever is meant to happen is going to fall into place. I just can't give up, you know? And I think with social media too, it's like, I just believe that.
So what I wanted to say, what I was thinking about, just to like bring it back and like reflect it back to you. You know, you took the leap of faith into digital marketing. You did something that was edgy and scary and that called you. And then this last year, you've been constantly doing that and you're finding yourself in that. Like you're finding more of you by pushing yourself more, by being on your edge. I also know that you have visions for more than just digital marketing. And, you know, what do you think is, how is this going to support that? I don't want to answer for you.
Yeah, no, in so many ways. I think I have, again, like built so much more confidence in like finding my voice and showing up and like knowing like I have so many gifts to share and I want to, you know? And I also really want to inspire other people to do that too, even though it's scary. But yeah, I mean, I have so many ideas of like different businesses and like things that I want to do. Like, you know, opening a studio is like one thing that I've talked about for a really long time, and like teaching breath work and having a space where a lot of like entrepreneurs get to co-create together. And so I think that through digital marketing, I've learned so much about business and especially like marketing and building a business online. And so I think that all of those skills are going to easily translate to whatever else I choose to do. But I think really the biggest piece is like the confidence that has come through.
Even like the leadership skills that you're talking to. You know, like I think sometimes we're like, I want that thing and that's going to be my edgy thing. But you took an edgy thing in the present moment. And I think that's what's led you from what you're saying and like from what you're sharing right now. It's like all of this has been stepping stones for something bigger, but you've had to take the stepping stones. You've had to like be willing to like actually take the step. And by doing so, then honestly, you can create whatever you want. And I think you trust that you will create whatever you want to create and you believe that God will do that. But it's in having the faith to want to try, which is what I want the listeners to like really hear, you know, like, you know, especially as your fullest express self, this can look like in relationship. You want the deep relationship, right? You guys have a vision and that means you have to meet your edge consistently, whether you're doing this in your business and you're like, oh, I just hate my job right now.
Yeah.
And there's something out there that is calling you and you feel edgy to do it. And you're like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that. It could be the thing that leads you to really where you think you're going to land. Mm. And so still taking it is what I'm trying to say. And like the same thing with life. Like it could be anything every single day. And to bring it back to what you were saying earlier, like it seems like you have this internal conversation with yourself now, which is so beautiful, is like, I know what the me today would want. I'm going to do the opposite. So you can actually learn what it feels like to do the opposite, especially with the retreat, for example. You're like, I know my initial thought is like, I would love to bring a friend with me.
Yeah.
But how does it feel if I just go alone? Ooh, that's edgy. That's scary. I don't want to do that.
It's like I'm going to do that. Welcoming the edge.
But I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? It's welcoming and doing hard things.
Yeah. I think it's like that little voice of like, oh, it's like, you know that that's the thing that you should do, even though there's a part of you that doesn't want it. So you go to the side that like, this is what is truly calling me versus going to like the side that's more of, I want to say like self-sabotage. And so, yeah, like I think with all of this, what you're talking about is like mindset is everything in freaking life, you know? And just like every day, like how can I show up so that I am an energetic match to what I want? And like, yes, things aren't going to be perfect. And sometimes you're in a phase where like you feel like nothing's working, but like you keep going and you trust and you just know that, like, I mean, it happens all the time. Like, you experience things and you're like, wow, like, it worked out. I went through that really dark period and it freaking sucked and that was so hard. But, like, I'm so glad I went through that, you know, because, like, we're here to experience contrast. That's part of the fun of life. And I think Abraham Hicks had said something like, she's like, you're not going to want to hear this, but life is more fun with contrast on your path. And that resonated so deeply because it's like, if everything always went to plan, what, you wouldn't, it's duality.
Yeah,
you
know?
Would
it be exciting?
Have to have both. And like, when you go through the tough times, then the light just feels so good. You're like, oh, like, you're, what do people say? Like, you can only feel.
Yeah, you can only feel, experience so much light for as much darkness you've felt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that. It can be dark or light. Yeah. It can be happiness or joy or whatever, sadness and grief. You need the both.
Yes. Yeah.
You need both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would even speak to the fact that you had maybe this long-term or have this long-term vision to create a space where you are, play a role as a leader and you are inviting mm-hmm. in entrepreneurs and all these things. But if you had not said yes to this path of digital marketing that put you in a place to become a leader, you may have never even known that you had, like, that could have been
totally
a pipe dream, because it's now built you the confidence and the skills that you needed
yep.
to get to that place.
Totally.
So now you can step up as a leader, as an entrepreneur, in so many ways that maybe before you would have wanted those things, but again, they're so far away from how you saw yourself.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. It's just so cool to see, like, how things constantly, like, you're like, wait, oh, this wouldn't have happened if I didn't start digital marketing. Like, I wouldn't be in, like, this wealth program if I didn't make all this money with digital marketing. And, like, I wouldn't have met all of these amazing new sisters in community if I wasn't in that wealth program. And it's like this, like, trickle effect that, wow, everything happens for a reason, you know? And it's just cool. Like, it really stems from, like, meeting your edge. Like,
and here's a question: does meeting your edge ever get easier, or do you feel like it's as difficult as that first time, or is it more difficult in certain areas and not in others?
I mean, I feel like yes and no, because I think what I've learned is that every time I meet my edge, it's not as scary as I thought it was gonna be. But, like, in the moment, I don't know. Like, it feels, I'm, like, thinking about the photo shoot, for example. Like, oh my gosh, it was so hard, like, in that moment. But then you come out the other side.
But then the second photo shoot maybe didn't feel as hard.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Yeah. So, but I was, like, thinking just, like, oh, meeting my edge and, like, my relationship or business or, like, photo shoot. Like,
yeah.
Depends on the arena.
Yeah. Like, with every new, I mean, just from my personal experience, like, every new up level is a new love and a different flavor.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's just more building the muscle to be comfortable and being in the edge.
Like,
yeah, it's going to look different, right? The container is going to look different. The room's going to look different, whatever. But I think it's like you're building this muscle of, like, okay, I feel you and I got to move in. I feel you and I got to move in. I think the more, and you reflect this back if this is not the same for you, but, like, the more that you do that, the gap gets smaller. Like, it's not, the extremes on both sides don't change, but the space in between, I'm here till I'm over it, gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And I think that's what makes a very, like, successful business person, has the relationship that they want, because they're willing to, all right, I'm just going to practice this muscle of getting really fucking uncomfortable, no matter how uncomfortable it is every single time I meet it, to, oh, I wasn't as bad. It wasn't that quick. It didn't take me weeks to feel the dread. Next time, this time I only felt it.
Yeah.
This time I only felt, like, and to put context to it, but it's, like, hard to say that it's, like, weeks or years or months to days or seconds or hours, but that's the experience, right? Like, I think the first time that you meet your edge, you're going to feel like you're drowning.
Totally.
Yeah. You're going to feel like, I can't get my head above water. SOS. I can barely breathe.
Yeah.
So, like, the next one, maybe you got a bigger breath and that's okay. And then the next one, you get a bigger breath. And then
totally.
Next time you get a bigger breath. And next time you're a lot stronger and you're treading water for longer than you were the first time. And so it sounds like that's a little bit more of what you're experiencing. Is that fair?
Totally. Yeah. And I, like, the word that was coming through is, like, empowerment. Like, you just feel so empowered after. You're like, wow, like, I did that. And I'm so proud of myself. Like, now I can go do that again and again and again. And it's going to feel so good because you're scared.
Mm-hmm. And it's different. I want to say, too, it's different than what we were talking about with Kelsey on intuition, where you build self-trust. You're building self-trust and trusting yourself to get through the edge, to get through the heart, to get through the thing. You're not building this empowerment or confidence just from, like, what you receive on the other side, which I want to call out, because sometimes can be people can be like, well, I'm going to face my edge and I'm still not getting the thing that I thought I was supposed to receive. And I think the key here is, like, we're talking to, like, getting just really comfortable and trusting yourself that you can get through it. Just that. That in itself will move mountains.
Well, that is, in a way, that is the reward of showing yourself, even if, like, the other side isn't what you thought it was going to be or what you hoped it would be. I think it is, like, the feeling of actually facing it and doing it anyways, regardless of failure or positive reward.
Yeah. And I think that, like, failure is such a silly word to me because, like, through failing you grow, you know, like, we shouldn't be so scared of it because, again, like, I fully believe that everything happens for a reason. And even if you're not getting that, like, what you want out of the situation, the reward right away, like, I believe that it is coming. Like, you just have to keep going and, like, trust yourself and trust in, like, the bigger vision of, like, what you're going towards.
Something you said about failure, which I think is so important here. Who's that business owner that maybe you and I talked about? I'm blanking on her name, but she basically talks about how she started her business. Is it Skims? Not Skims. No. The
Spanx.
The owner, the CEO of Spanx. She talks about how she started her business with, like, $500.
Well, the 10,000.
10,000.
Like, not a lot. Like, not 1,000 or 10.
Not very much. But she said the reason why she took so much chances on herself was because growing up, every single night at the dinner table, they talked about, how did you fail today? And they normalized failure, which is what you don't think about. Like, most people are like, well, how did you win today?
Yeah.
And what they turned into, every single time you failed, you're actually winning.
I was going to say, I feel like a lot of parents and schools don't teach failure. And even in sports, we encourage winning. We don't encourage losing. And, like, experiencing losing. Like, when you lose, it's like a feeling of, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm terrible. It's not of, like, well, what did we learn? Or did we have fun anyways? I feel like that's not.
Totally.
There are some coaches that do that, but I think it's very rare.
Very rare. And I think if we can welcome failures, like, if you're failing, then you're on the right path.
Yeah.
Like, that's really, in my opinion, like, if you feel like you're really failing, because if you're always winning, then
you're not trying.
You're not doing something outside of your comfortable comfort zone.
Yep.
To be honest, like, you're not really going after the thing. So it's really cool to relook at not failing. It's just getting comfortable with your edge, which is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you so much for walking us through all of that. It's been nice to be on the sidelines and watch you continuously just find yourself in the edge, which is beautiful.
Thank you.
And one of the questions that we ask everyone, and excited to ask you, is where in your life do you feel more called to be more of your fullest expressed self? It can be in life, relationships, or business, whatever is calling you to be more expressive or more of you.
Yeah, I think that, like, outside of digital marketing, I do have other, like, visions and callings of what I want to do. And, like, I pursued breathwork a while ago, like, got certified in it, but haven't really, like, full on, like, taught it besides at, like, your launch party and a couple other times. And, like, the studio, for example, I, like, have these visions of things that I want to do, but I don't start them because I'm scared. And it feels like, I don't know, this is, like, a limiting thought of, like, well, why me when, like, other people are doing it? And, like, maybe I haven't been doing it as long, or, like, it really stems from, like, perfectionism. And I'm doing my Bufo ceremony next week. And one of my intentions is to, like, release more of this perfectionism that I have and this judgment that I have towards myself. And I think that this is an area where I want more of my full expression of, like, stepping into more things that,
like, career oriented, business oriented, leadership oriented. Okay, so more business.
Yeah. And building something that I am, like, super, super passionate about. And I feel like it's all panning out how it's supposed to. And I trust that. But I think that the perfectionism is so deep in me, and I see it reflect in my life over and over again in every area, of course. And I'm just like, I really want to let go of that and just like fully show up. And so I think that that's probably the biggest area. And yeah, I mean, I think about it with like with the photo shoots too. I think that mirrored back to me, like just being able to show up just so expressed. If I could explain it perfectly for me, like the perfectionism, it like I can feel it right now. It feels like a shell that I have like over my entire body that just keeps me, you know, perfect. Let me just be perfect. And it feels like this, like I want to like unleash and just let go. And I know that that's coming. It's a process. And like, I feel like I'm getting better every day of like becoming conscious of it and practicing it and doing things that like meeting my edge. But yeah, I think mainly in the business, but I think it's kind of all areas of my life. There's just more full expression that's always available to us and me for sure. So yeah.
You're the butterfly in the cocoon waiting to be opened up.
Yeah.
Cracked open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think also like as much as I have that, I still just have so much, like I'm so proud of myself. Like to witness myself, especially in the past few years, like with my relationship with Quentin, with the business, like so much has changed. And I'm like, I feel like I'm in a different lifetime than I was like a year or two ago. You know, it's so wild and it's so beautiful to experience, you know,
it's beautiful to witness.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So good. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, ladies.
I always forget this part, but I'm going to try and remember it this time. Where can people find you, connect to you, or see you on your journey as you continue? I mean, obviously, digital marketing.
Yeah. On Instagram, it's Rochelle Olivia. And that's like mainly where I post stuff. And I mean, who knows where that account will go. But I think that that will be the main account that will just probably shift depending on how it goes, but that's where people can find me right now.
I love that.
So good.
Yay. We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes, everything in the show notes. And
yeah,
I mean, you are the person for digital marketing, so people can just reach out to you.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. The best.
Like in that area. So excited to see where you are in a year.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm excited too. I feel like it's going to be a wild year ahead.
I think, yeah. Agreed.
For all of us.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Just kidding.
Yay.
All right. Well, we love you. And thanks so much for coming back. And I'm sure you're going to come back and tell us about Bufo ceremony.
Yes. I definitely.
We're not going to talk about Bufo. But
Bufo is a plant medicine.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. And
yeah. If you guys want to learn about plant medicine, send a DM. We'll figure it out.
TBD.
TBD. We'll talk about it. Amazing. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, ladies.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd be grateful if you could leave us a review and share it with a friend.
Also, we would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Instagram and let us know where you feel inspired to express yourself as you embrace this next era. We are here to support you and encourage you.
See you on the next one.